In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Simply reading the Bible, it is a good indeed practice, but it is not sufficient for the entirety of the Christian life, but the Word of God must be studied, and even more, it must be prayed. That is, we don't listen to the Bible like we would listen to the radio, but rather, by way of analogy, it's as though the Bible has a microphone, that God is hearing you speaking and singing his words back to him. The Bible, it's more than a mere book, more than a mere 66 books, but is a transforming, life-giving experience by being opened, read, and prayed. Praying the scriptures is especially important when we come upon a challenging text. That prayer allows us to wrestle with God confidently and ask him for help with his own words. For we're often tempted to not take his words seriously when he would speak something that our limited minds find confusing or rubs against perhaps a cultural norm. But what we're tempted to simply overlook or outright deny in the scriptures, God speaks, so it is true, it has to be true, and God invites us to speak to him in prayer and ask him for help. That is, to open my eyes to see how you, O God, are right in your word, how my limited thinking may be wrong. Correct me, dear Lord, for the sake of your word, for what you want me to hear and believe. But we think, well, there's never anything that I doubt in the scriptures as true. That is, if he says it in his word, it's true. Why would I pray for help with anything interpreting the scriptures? Well, search the scriptures long enough and we find the difficulties. And let's be honest, that when you pray, you don't always get what you ask for, at least not right away. And yet Jesus says in our gospel text, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. And God wants us to register this saying of his so badly that our gospel text, it's actually the final of four times in the last three chapters of John that he says this same thing in different ways. In fact, if you were to cut and glue the verses all together in John, it would sound a little something like this, that whatever you ask, I will do. Ask anything, and it will be done. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. So to this difficult text, that we might have maybe some hesitation going into it, we pray, Lord Jesus, Son of God, Son of Mary, you speak a hard thing here with how it fits with my daily experience. For I often lift many requests to you that I don't see fulfilled when I ask them. Help me to think what is right about what you've said and take comfort in it. Amen. And now let's work to unravel this mystery. And as students of all kinds of literature all your life, from Animal Farm in middle school perhaps, to even the dishwasher manual, we know that lesson number one is to read context. That is, you can read and obey, hit the start button to begin the dishwasher, but if you didn't read and obey the instruction to first select the wash cycle, you might find yourself wondering why the dishwasher isn't started. With scripture, we always want to first look at the surrounding verses, then keep zooming out to chapter, to book, even to the whole Bible, how the text fits in context. Scripture interprets scripture. With this text, though, we really don't need to look too far, but we find the context in the following verse, where Jesus says, I have said these things to you in figures of speech. In other words, take the main point but don't overread it. Clearly, our Lord wants us to know of his generous promise of the Lord to hear and answer prayer. That's the main point. He has an inviting, welcoming ear. And let us consider that you do actually have every prayer answered. For when you pray in the name of Jesus, either explicitly to end your prayer or by the baptism you have the name of Jesus, you're praying as one submitting to his care, submitting to his provision of what is best for you, even if what is best for you is different than what you'd prayed for. Or to put it another way, in your prayers you might at times include, Lord willing, or if it be your will. If it be your will, Lord, please do this or that. Please heal my beloved in the hospital. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. And if your will, God, is to allow my beloved to enter into your eternal kingdom at this time, then so be it. Your will be done. I will continue to trust. And it's good to have, if it be your will, in the occasional prayer. When you're a Christian praying with faith in the name of Jesus, though, these words, if it be your will, are automatically, you might even say, attached to every prayer. That when we don't get what we ask for, the problem is not in God's promise. The problem is in our not being God. The all-knowing King of creation is forming all the pieces of this world together in order to save many, including you, and to give out abundant blessings, including to you, but according to how he sees best in order to care for all. If we ask that God would harm our brother because he doesn't deserve God's love for how he has hurt us, God's will be done, that is, to not do it. And praying in faith in Jesus, in the name of Jesus, he forgives you when you might even pray for something that is just completely, directly opposed to his law. Now, this is all pretty easily grasped, but consider the devil's temptation now. That if God so often answers no or not yet to your prayers for what he says is good, this can tempt us to think that God will do what he well pleases to do, and it doesn't even matter if I pray. That we say in our hearts that it doesn't matter if I pray for relief from this illness or for that promotion or for a new boss, what have you. For God has predetermined all things, so what's the point? And no matter what, he transports us believers to heaven in the end anyway, so does he really care what we go through in this life? These are real temptations. The real temptation to think what we might have seen on a bumper sticker or even say to ourselves, how prayer is not for God, but for you. Prayer is not for God to hear and consider on the basis of your prayer, but just simply for your own benefit, that is, as a time of healthy meditation. This is well-intentioned, but Jesus said, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Ask, and you will receive. Or there's plentiful examples in Scripture that it was through prayer that Joshua lengthened the day in battle. That when Hezekiah was sick, he prayed for an extension of his life and was granted 15 more years strictly because he prayed. It was through prayer that Daniel closed the jaws of the lion. Yes, along with the will of God. Through prayer, the fire couldn't harm the three young men in the fire. No, God often gives what we ask because we prayed for it. He even at times changes circumstances and hinders others who would oppose our prayer. Not always, of course, but he does. He doesn't just hear your prayer, but he desires to grant it if it doesn't conflict with what he sees as better. Now, God, of course, is not a divine vending machine granting your every wish at the push of a button, but he isn't cold to your requests either. There is a middle ground. He is, after all, your Father. And what about God doesn't change no matter what? His promises. His word, his death, his resurrection, it is firmly set in the heavens. And your prayer in faith is a key to God's fatherly heart that can cause him to change course in the details of this life. This truth that prayer actually isn't just heard but also considered, it doesn't destroy God's foreknowledge, his predestination. No, we're the short-sighted ones. That is, God has also foreseen from eternity if and what we would ask of him, and includes the hearing of our prayer in his eternal counsel. With incomprehensible wisdom, he has woven it all into the plan of the world and his church, desiring blessing. So to our doubt that God hears and considers our prayer, Jesus says, in a sense, try me, ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Ask, and you will receive either that which you asked for, or even better. Even help delayed is often better than immediate relief. Moses, he begged to be led into the promised land, earthly land of Canaan, but instead was taken up into the heavenly promised land. Was Paul not heard when he was afflicted with his thorn in the flesh? He was heard. The first time he was heard, the second time he was heard, the third time, three times, I pleaded with God. But instead, God gave him the assurance that he would never leave or forsake Paul, even in the midst of the thorn, saying, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. What would have happened if Paul had been granted that petition the first time? He wouldn't have prayed the second or third time. God often wisely delays his help, perhaps to awaken our earnestness in prayer, or any other countless good reasons that he alone knows. And he is our Father in whom we can trust to look out for what is most beneficial for us. So never tire of prayer, and take great comfort in it, knowing that your Lord will provide, knowing that the Holy Spirit grasps onto your prayer, presents it to the Son with his blood covering it, showing to the Father who delights to hear it. Pray in the church with your brothers and sisters together. Pray at home with your families. Pray in the quiet solitude of your room, shutting the door and praying to your Father who is in secret. All of these ways God blesses us to be able to call out to him. And your Father will reward you. He rewards you because he first rewarded his Son in the resurrection and now rewards you by faith, through his sacrifice, through his redemption. Prayer is the family privilege of a child of the Heavenly Father. By holy baptism, you are such a child, united to your brother Jesus with your Father, the Heavenly Father. Prayer is a learned skill, but pray with confidence, for your Lord is never angry with you, but has accepted the payment of his Son on your behalf. He gave us the petition, forgive us our trespasses, because he's good and ready to not look at your sins nor deny your prayer because of them, but wants you to ask, despite your feeling unworthy. He wants you to ask all because of his grace, through the self-giving blood atonement of the Son of God for you. All of this for you. So pray, dear saints. He loves to hear you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.